Good morning, lovelies, and thank you all for joining for Rhonda Bellamy Inspired United Monday. That is United Neighbors in the Evangelistic Discipleship. Guys, the scripture that I'm going to come to you guys with for today comes from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. And it reads, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that follow Baal Peor, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you, this day." And that was Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. So on this United Neighbors in the Evangelistic Discipleship Monday morning, God wants us to walk in unity together by showing others the statutes and commands of God. See, when God led me to this scripture, I was a bit perplexed. But as I began to really study and ask God for revelation and guidance on what he wanted me to share with you all, this morning, it became very clear. See, God desires for all of us to use his statutes and his commandments to produce unity. And it clearly states in Deuteronomy chapter 4 that if you don't follow his commands, he can very easily remove himself from your life. He's God, right? So you want to get in the habit of actually living your life to exalt, please, edify, and show others at the same token how they should strive to walk in the commandments and statutes of God. I heard someone say a while back that sometimes we are the only Bible that a person is reading. So I want to challenge you all to get today to really reflect on what is your Bible showing other people? What is your Bible telling them? What do you need to address so that others will be inspired to live life like Christ? It's not easy. Sometimes people come in and bring out the absolute worst in us. But during those times, I want to challenge you guys to really seek to God, pray, meditate, remove yourself from the situation, whatever you have to do, so that you can be that walking Bible that others need to see. That doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. It just means that you are committed to God to live this life in unity. And the only way to live in unity is by following his commands, following his statutes, and really loving your neighbor just as you love yourself. That's one of God's commands. So, guys, on this Monday morning, I want to thank you all for joining. At this point, we are going to look to God in prayer. Father God, we come to you, Father God, thanking you, God, for this day. Thanking you for the United Neighbors in the Evangelistic Discipleship. God, we thank you for your living word. We thank you, God, that you are absolutely awesome. God, we thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, God. We praise you, God, because you are worthy of all praise. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God. Empty us out, God. Fill us, God, with your Spirit. Wherever there is any type, God, of calamity, character flaws, God, that is not of you, God, we ask, God, that you will send your anointing to fall fresh, fill us from the top of our heads to the crown of our feet, God, so that every step that we take, it's anointed, confirmed, God, and in order with your statutes and your commands, God. We understand, God, that unity, God, is what you're asking for. You want the body of Christ to be in unison together, God. God, teach us, God, in the ways that you would have us to be, God. We want to be like you, God. Lord, God is Lord in whatever direction it is, God. Send the right people our way, God, to carry out your work, God. You are awesome, God, and we love you, God. We adore you, God. We praise your holy name, God. We thank you, God, that everything is already being restored, Father God. We thank you for unity within our marriages, Father God. We thank you for unity within our homes, Father God. We thank you for unity within our churches, Father God. We thank you for unity within our careers, Father God. We thank you for unity within the youth and school system, Father God. We thank you for unity, God, for you coming down, Lord, and touching every president, God, that comes into this world, God. God, send out your spirit, God. Dispatch your angels, God, to cover over them, God. Bring unity, God, on a global platform, God. We're thanking you, God, already that it's done, Father God. God, we just praise you, God, because you're absolutely awesome, Father God. We absolutely adore you, God. We thank you, God, because you're just magnificent, God. In unity, God, we come to you proclaiming, God, that you are absolutely amazing, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God. God, we thank you for you just being who you are, God, on this United Monday, God. God, evoke your spirit of unity amongst everyone that's listening right now, God. If they are confused, God, send your clarity, Father God. Make it clear, God, so they have absolutely no conviction decisions in anything that they're doing right now, God. Make it clear for them, God. Guide their steps, God. Touch their minds, God. Touch their fingers, God, so that everything they touch, God, it is an edification and a reflection, God, of who you are. You are awesome, God. We thank you, God, for everything, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for us. You showcased unity in that very last breath of yours, God. You showed us that it is in unity, God, that we are to work together, God. You died on the cross for your brothers and your sisters, God, so that we may have access to eternal life, Jesus. And we thank you for that. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's dwelling within us right now. Holy Spirit, fill this place, God. Lead us in the way that God has us to go. We thank you that everything is already done and is done in completion. And where anything is left undone, Holy Spirit, we know that we can count on you to guide us in the way that we should go. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you make it so that everyone that's under the anointing of this prayer will have no other way to go but to follow you. God, make it so that it's very clear to them that it's a word from you, God. You are awesome. And we praise you, God, on this United Monday. We thank you for everything. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. You are precious. And we love you and we adore you. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So guys, on Veronda Bellamy Inspired Moment of Inspiration, we like to offer the prayer of salvation. For those of you that do not know Christ and you're ready to join forces with the body of Christ, also for those of you that may have fallen by the wayside and are ready to reconnect yourself with the body of Christ. If that is you this morning, I ask that you repeat after me. Father, I know that I have broken your laws and my sins have separated me from you. I am truly sorry. And now I want to turn away from my past sinful life toward you. Please forgive me and help me avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and is alive and hears my prayer. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. Please send your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. So if you've prayed this prayer of salvation with true conviction in your heart, you are now a follower of Jesus. And that's a fact. So I welcome you into the body of Christ. If you don't have a church, I encourage you to find yourself a church, get rooted in that church, connect with the pastor. And I am certain that whatever church you end up in, the Spirit leads you to, the pastor will be qualified to let you know if there are any other steps that you need to follow. I want to thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired, United Neighbors in the Evangelistic Discipleship, that is United Monday, Moments of Inspiration. May your day be blessed immensely. Join us back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time by calling 914-338-0464. Visit me online at www.verondabellamy.com. If you have a prayer request, you may submit that request to prayerrequest@verondabellamy.com. And I want you to smile at someone, give to someone, and inspire someone today. Be inspired. Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.